Thursday share pay.
So we saw the Gemara says the Chiddush HaPosuk is Pchas Nevelo Denisa. Pchas Nevelo Denisa. So we mentioned already the Chikayam, the Yecheskel. I want maybe to be Maimi the Dvorim. The Gemara says it's an extra Pasuk. Ve'amesi Eloi Loimar she'abaylim metaplim benevele. What is the chidush she'abaylim metaplim benevele? Lo'nitzcha ro'elo lepchas nevele. The fact that he gets the nevele, we learn out from Yoshiv l'rabbi shavakesef ve'afilu subi. So the chidush of the posuk is lepchas nevele. Dehainu, the person was mazik or shoyr that is worth 200 and the nevele is worth 50. But after the Hezek, the Nevele went down in price, and instead of 50, now it's worth only 25. Why it went down in price? So Rashi says, a Nevele is not a live animal. When you leave it outside, it starts to smell masriach. So the reason it lost the price was because it became masriach. As I learned Rashi. So without the posuk, I would have to pay now 175. I was mazik a cow that is worth 200, and the nevela was worth 50. And the nevela is worth 50. And after the hezek, the nevela went down. The nevela standing outside in the sun, it became worth 25. So without the gzeras hakosuv, I would pay 175. The gzeras hakosuv is that I pay only 150. That's in the gemara. So the divrei Yecheskel gives a hakdome. I'm saying it backwards, but this is what he's giving a hakdome to the sugya. What is the chidush haTorah? We could say it in three ways. What is the chidush haTorah? We could say that in the Hava Mina we taught that the hezek is 200. No, boss, I could take the nevela and pay the hezek. But if the nevela became masriach, so now I only have 25 to pay, I really owe you 200. I could take the nevela and pay off. But the nevela is only worth 25. So the mele is 175. This is the chidush haTorah. So this would be before the chidush haTorah. So what the Torah is mechadesh? Pchas nevela denizak. No. The Torah is mechadesh pchas nevela denizak. And what is the chidush of pchas nevela denizak? That you take off 50. Because b'shas dehezek, the nevela was worth 50. So val b'shas dehezek, the nevela was worth 50. So you take off 50. What is the chidush haTorah? You could say that the chidush haTorah is that the hezek is not 100, not 200. Don't see good for the chidush haTorah that the hezek is 150. Like Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. The hezek is the shavius. I was never mazik you more from 150. B'meile, if it went down later, no shaychus to me. My hezek was from 200 to 50. Now it yunevele became worthless. I'm not a mechut. This is one way to learn. Although you could learn not. We know that the hezek is 200. And the etzem it's a payment. All this bein, no mishanah now. And the chidush haTorah is that the payment is chal right away. And while the chidush haTorah that the payment is chal right away, b'meile, even that the nevele became worth less, but the payment was chal right away, and while the payment was chal right away, b'meile, it's ki'ilu, I paid you already 50, and I'm left with owing you only 150. Say again. These are the two tzadim apshutim. One tzad, the chidush haTorah is that the hezek is 150 and not 200. And b'meile now, if it goes down, it's not my baya. Other the chidush haTorah is that even if the hezek is 200, but the payment is right away, so even if the price goes down. The divrei Yecheskel is matzia a third way. The divrei Yecheskel says, he learns like Rabbeinu Tam, that the hezek is 150. 200. He said 100 is 200. Like that, he has a right. If the Gemara had a tzad of the hezek, if Gemara had a tzad of the hezek is 200, so what the Gemara is asking from Yoshiv l'Rabbi Shove Kesef afilu subi. So the Divrei Yecheskel like this. The Gemara knew that the hezek is 150. But she asked like this: Lo yitzur is no aloche yoshiv lerabbi shove kesef veafilu subin. So as a aloche, you have to give cash. So the hezek would be 200, because only cash counts. While the aloche is that you could pay subin, so b'meile the hezek misvore is 150. So if someone asks you, what is the hezek? It's one side that the chiddush ha'teira is that it's 150. Misvore it's 200. The chiddush ha'teira is 150. The second side is misvore it's 200. It stays 200. The chiddush ha'teira that it's a payment. The divrei Yecheskel is matzia a third side. From the beginning till the end, the hezek is 150. Misvore it's 150. So the gemara out yoshiv. The Gemara taught that b'meile the hezek will be 200. While you can pay subin, so b'meile the hezek is 200. But if the aloche is that you could pay subin, so misvore the aloche is that the hezek is 150. So what is the baya in this pshat? If misvore the hezek is 150, here, so what is shver? If misvore the hezek is 150, so what is shver? What is shver? Misvore the hezek is 150. What is shver? The shver is what I need a pasuk b'chas nevela. Misvore the hezek is 150. Okay, these are the three tzedonim that we have, and this is the way to go. Okay, one side is that when we started the sugya, we taught misvore the hezek 200. Without our teira, let me show you. The svore is 200. The chiddush of the gzeiras hakosuv is that it's 150. The mele b'chas nevela is on the account of the nizek. Other, the Havamin is 200. We say that it's 200. The Chiddush HaTeira that the payments is chal right away. The Nevi Yechezkel says, I'm Matzia al third pshat. The Hezek Misvore is 150. Just the Gemara said, without Yoshiv, so even though the Hezek is 150, Abaval is left with an Avele, and that is worth garnish. So Val is left with an Avele and it's worth garnish. Val is worth an Avele and it's worth garnish. B'mele, you have to pay 200. Zok Yoshiv, that you can pay with an avela. So misvore, the hezek is 150. So I don't need a pasuk of chas nevela. No, I mean, no misvore zok the vichesek. No, the vichesek without the pasuk. I don't. The pasuk is not. Not the pasuk is telling me that. Yoshiv is telling me that. Not Yoshiv, but I don't need a pasuk of Amesi Eloi. I know misvore. If Yoshiv l'rabbi shavakesa afilu subin. So b'meile, the hezek is only 150. So I don't need the pasuk of chas nevela. So these are the three ways to learn suya segmore b'bikam et afyud. This is the tamtzis divrei Rabbi Yecheskel. You see later inside. Other that the chiddush is that it's 150. I learned it out from this pasuk. Other I state that it's 200, and the pasuk said that it's a tashlumi. Or the third side. The svore is 150, like we saw Rabbeinu Tam, before you start, it's 150. So without Yoshiv, it will be more. But after Yoshiv, it's 150. So I don't need a pasuk of Pchas Nevela. Misvore of Pchas Nevela is the Nizek. So we will have to miyashiv why I need a pasuk. I don't need a pasuk, that's him, I don't need a pasuk. Again, if the first side, I need a pasuk to tell me, it's 150. If the second side, I need the pasuk to tell me, first that I need a pasuk to tell me that it's 150. For the second that I need a pasuk to tell me that even that it's 200, oh, but the payment was right away. And for the third that I don't need a pasuk. The pasuk is extra. As I learned the Divrei Yecheskel, the pasuk is extra. This Gemara is extra. I mean, this is what Rabbi Tam also said, that if you learn it's 150, the pasuk is extra. Take extra. Rabbi Tam take asked that the Gemara is extra. The Gemara is extra, right? We don't need a pasuk. Misvore, it's 150. I think I don't need it. The Gemara is extra. I think Rabbi Tam said Rav Chaim Milson. And the second one, Limi Asher. This was the Akdom of the Divrei Yecheskel before he learned Bava Kamed Afyud Amud Beis. That I don't need a pasuk beitzim because Misvore is 150. Now we'll start the Teisvus. The Gemara says, "Pchas nevela de nizak." Listen a second. "Pchas nevela de nizak." Frek teisus akashe. Afal gav de beperek aminiach amrinen. kichasho kishasa amode bedin. Mishum dekarne de ture kvirebe. If you negeach a behema, and it's worth 150, and then till the amode bedin it becomes shvacher, you have to pay him 175. Mishum dekarne de ture kvirebe. So why here, pchas nevele, you say the nizek? Then you say that the mazik has to pay. Hoso mishum deloy meiso veyesh lo lehamtin shetisrape. Aval hochem miyad hoyo loy lemoch. He had to sell it. Talmid Rabbeinu Tamed Daf Lamed Daled adds, v'hu poisheya sheloy mocha. The Rosh says, v'davka sheyoda. Ki im lo yoda, lo yoyo lo ilemocho. Zei paskin the Rosh. So Tesis asked the Kasha, why in the Gemara Lamed Daled state that if you negeach a behema, and then after the negeach it starts to lose price, you pay till the end? And here the halach is, p'chas nevela de nizak. What is the difference?
If
you can't find a buyer. Well, it's in a and then Tezos answers, because there he doesn't have to sell it. Here, hoyo loy lemocho, v'u poshe asher loy mocho. Zezok Tezos, he had to sell it. Rabbeinu Tam adds, he's a poshe, the Rosh says only if he knew about it. So the Rosh paskins that the sugi by us, it's only if the guy knows about it. Then is a tiny that he's a poshe. But if he doesn't know about it, there's no tiny that he's a poshe. The Divrei Yecheskel brings down a Rambam that in Rambam is muchach even if he doesn't know about it. The Rambam says if the price went down, the nizik loses. And the Rambam doesn't say only if he knew about it. The Divrei Yecheskel brings down Be'archov Ador Samech in the second paragraph, and he says, state in Rambam Mefurish, even if the guy doesn't know about it, Pchat Nevele the nizik. So we have a machlek, it's Rambam and Teisvus. Teisvus says, if he the Rosh, only if he knows about it. So he had to sell it. Hoyoloy lemocho. Avad and Tesis means like the Rosh that he knows about it. And the Rambam is not mechalik. And the Rambam says even if he doesn't know about it. Why? Zog the Divrei Yecheskel and listen to the plan of the Divrei Yecheskel. He says the Ravid by us says a different teretz of Tesis is kash. Posh the teretz he says. Dear, what happened? A cow was walking. A shor was nogeach the cow. Became shvach. Later it starts to lose more. The Gemara says, Karne de ture kvirebe. What it means? The horns of the cow are inside the animal, and they're the ones that are spoiling it the whole time. So the mazik is in charge for what is carry on happening. Here we're not talking that it started to stink like Rashi Shemasriach. And the veil stayed in the fridge. The market went down. Zule, the price went down. It was worth 50, now it's worth 25. How much he has to give him? The chiddush of the sugya is b'shas the hezek was 150. So I pay 150. I don't have to pay 175. Oh, but lo yitzur, it started to smell. So then for sure, who caused it to smell? You, that you killed my cow. So then I would have to carry on paying till shasa amod bedin. As I said, the Ravid and the Shita Mekubetzes, a Teretz of Tesis is Kash. The Shita brings Tesis as Teretz, and then he says, Avala Ravid Kosav. Avala Ravid Kosav. That the Ravid says, that it's not a Kash of Michlon. Again, it's Klon and Megimore that Karna the Ture Kvirebei is only because the Hezek is carry on, it's a Hemshech of the Mazik. But if it's not a Hemshech, לניצח לבחס נבילה אף על גד בפרק המין על כחישו יש לי להנדיק כמו שקוספו על תספס אבל הרי וזל תירץ דורך הלגל למי מרקן עד התבורה דיוקרה וזולה ממילה הוא and if you see the time in the Rashbo he says it clear לפי תספס he had to sell it he says יוקרה וזולה he has to sell how he knows the price will go down maybe the price will go up what?
My
lumber. It goes
from right now.
What?
You don't have to be down
like that. A minute.
What
is your possibility? Very good. So again, so the Ravid has a second teretz of Tesis is Kasha. Why Tesis didn't answer the Kasha? Such a push to teretz. There's a mechidush sugya later that I'm the one that is carrying on mazik. Here the price went down. Zog the divrei Yecheskel, mamish, shtikel teira. Hey, she was a teira, but mamish teira. Zog the very poshut. Zog the razik. Tesfis learn like all of you are asking. Tesis is learning like all of you are asking. That, Be'etzem, we said, what is the chiddush in the pasuk here? There's no chiddush in the sugya. The hezek is 150, right? This is the hezek is 150. Tesis learned, as it's like the divrei Yecheskel. Tesis learned the hezek is how much? 150. Now the price went down. Is there a reason to pay you more money? So, Be'yukra Vesula, you don't need a pasuk. What do you need a pasuk? I was mazik you 150. Was it? I mazik your house. And then Peter, the prices go down. He told me, oi. You know, last week we lost a lot of money. What do you want from me? I was mazik you, the prices went down. What I could do? You mazik someone's house, you break a window. When you broke the window, the house was $1 million house. Then boom, the prices go down. So the guy, listen, when you hit my house, it was $1 million. Now the house is worth $100,000, pay me $900. What's the shaykhis to me? Put the prices with the house is worth less. I will pay you a window. You turned it. I turned it. What? Maybe the whole prices, everything went down. The cows went down. Everything went. Even if I turned it, it's a gomer bound. This is the reason. Tesis, 1 second. Tesis never wanted to learn like the Ravid. Why the Ravid learned like the Ravid? So did the Yecheskel look inside? The Ravid learns that the hezek is 200, like we said yesterday. And I really have to give you what? A new cow. How much costs a new cow? 200. The nevela is worth 25, you can't buy a cow. The chiddush ha-teira is that val b'shas the hezek was 50, even that I didn't use the 50 yet, and lemaisa today you can't buy a cow. No shon ha-ravid. So the Loshon HaRavid inside is that the getter is that he has to pay the whole tashlum. But we call Mekoyim, this is the Torah of the Divrei Yecheskel. So the Divrei Yecheskel says like this: the Ravid was learning like the other two Pshotim, that other than the Chiddush HaTorah is that it's 150, or the Chiddush HaTorah is that even that it's 200, but I need the pasuk to tell me the Shtikel Torah. You're right, today that it's 150, Pshite. But Tesis learns that Misvora I know that it's 150. So what is the Chiddush HaTorah? That even that you caused the hezek to go carry on dropping, and I would say that you chayef because you caused it. The Chiddush HaTorah that if you are poisheya that you didn't sell it, I'm potu. It's a Chiddush HaTorah. Takenach mistaber. Dehainu, these words of Tesfis, shehoyolei lemochroi, it's Chiddush HaTorah. Again, so remind me the dvorim. The divrei is the divrei Yecheskel's Torah. Very like the Torah. Dehainu. We have a suffix, what is the chiddush of asugiyah? If the chiddush is that it's 150, or the chiddush is that even that it's 200, I could use it for a payment. So then, and what is the nafkimine? Today that you know that this is the chiddush, so even if the price goes down, but it's 150. Even that lemai said it's a payment of 200, but the teira looked at it like it's a payment. But mele, even that the price went down, it's okay. Masha'ik and Tesis learned that mitzvah it's 150. If mitzvah it's 150, there's no reason to say like the Ravid. So what is the chiddush? The chiddush is that even the lemaisa, you're the cause that it's smelling. You made it to die. So b'meile, I would think, as even when you're the geach a shul, You're causing the hezek. You're the cause of the hezek. So komash malon, kevan shaposha. We'll see later l'shenes atesis in Daftet Zayin that this is the chidush aposuk. That it's a gzeres akosuk. Without that, we have to pay. Not a svora. I don't. You mazik me. I don't. And the second one says not a svora. So what if I'm posha? I have to sell it. Don't start up with me. I don't have time to sell. You have time to sell? It's a little bit common. When you have time to go to sell? I have to go to sell? I had a cow. Everything was good. You broke my cow. Now it's smelling. I have to run. Mechatez, I'm a mechutin with you. Mechatez, I have to deal with it. But the problem with this Divrei Yecheskel is that he's learning that shit as a thesis that it's 150. We said that everyone likes to learn that the hezek is 200. Okay, yesterday we said it. You know, as Rabbeinu Tam, the thesis with Rabbeinu Tam, Balei HaTesvis. The Divrei Yecheskel is the one that takes the thesis to be the one that holds that the hezek is 150. We said achir from Afikayam, but no one wanted to learn like that. We medayik alamol that the ikar teira is that the hezek is 200. The Divrei Yecheskel is that if the hezek is 200, the thesis cannot say. And la aloche, the Ramot like brings down that dafka. The Ramot says, "What would be if it's an avela masriach?" So the nizak, pchas avela the nizak, vehu sheyoda. Zog the Ramot, vehu adin imhuzal pchas avela the nizak. Veyesh oimrim sheben behuzal ein tzorich leida, because the feeder ayved. It's not enough community if he knows or he doesn't know. It's not negiah to the pshia. And lefita isvus behuzal, even without a pshia. Yeah, I will ask you the kasha. The Ramah passes la aloche. If the nevela became masriach, the nizak loses. Vehu sheyeda. If the nevela lost the prize, the nizak loses. And dear, maybe he doesn't have to know. Why dear doesn't have to know? The teretz is like the Divrei Yecheskel. When he lost the prize, pshitin it's on the nizek. He doesn't need to know. Lefi the Raivet, he doesn't have to know. Again, this is the maila lefi the Divrei Yecheskel. If you learn this, the whole taste is that because he had to sell it, Bezule, he didn't have to sell it. He doesn't know how to sell it. No, the teretz is Bezule, it's pshitin to the taste is that it goes to the nizek. It's pshitin that it goes to the nizek. Why it will go to the mazik? The 150 is his problem. But maybe Taisa Bichal even didn't want to answer like that. Taisa says in the case that I'm the one that is massacred, so I'm causing it to go down. But I'm the one that is causing it to go down, so maybe I would have to pay. So my shno masriach from counted to a tvirbe. So Taisa, here is Posha. Here is Posha. This is the way the Divrei Yecheskel is maimed the sugi. This is how we call it, one-way the sugya. The stipler and all of Rabbi Seinu never went to learn the tesis in this kind of bismedrash. Why? All of this bismedrash is that be'etzem, it doesn't make sense, the tesis. It says, apora aduma. What?
It's a drum.
No, they're not misyachas. I'm saying, it's not a grom, it's called a hezek. They're not misyachas that it's a grom. It's a hezek. And state in the Gemara of Lamedale that I have to pay for that kind of grammar. Kali the Tvura Kvirabe, I have to pay. And here also I would have to pay. The Chiddush HaTeira is that he had to sell it. This is the Chiddush HaTeira, Lefi Divrei Yecheskel. This means that he gave the Akdomet that Lefi Tesis is, Lefi Tzadon is 150, the Pasuk is extra. And there's no Pshat in the Pasuk. There's no Pshat in the Pasuk. The Torah says, that's good for the Chiddush. So this is the Divrei Yecheskel. Rabbi Seinu never wanted to learn that the Hezek is 150. They never wanted to learn that the Hezek is 150. Everyone learned that the Hezek is 200. So if the Hezek is 200, and the Chiddush HaPosuk is, that even though the Hezek is 200, the payment is 350. So now we have to explain what is the Pshat in Tesis. I'm explaining. We don't have to explain. Maishno. Val here it's his pshia, Tora Aduma. Gzeiras HaKosuv, that is the problem of the nizek. This is the Avon of the Sugya. Gzeras HaKosu, that it's a problem of the Nizek. This is the Gzeras HaKosu, that it's a problem of the Nizek. So the Stipler, the Zalman, they come like this. And they stole the Kasha. First they're asking the Kasha, maybe Grome, like you're asking. But they say more from that. As a Gemara and Dafchov Gimel, what would be if a person takes fire and he puts it on someone else's clothes? The guy's standing there and he's looking. And it's burning and it's burning and it's burning. The guy tells him why you didn't take it off. He says, because I want you to pay me. The halacha is he has to pay. I don't want to take it off. Do you want to burn me? Gemara says if you put it on a person, then he has to shake it off. But if you put it on my metal, I want to be damaged. Frick the Stibler and Zalman. So what you mean that he's Poshea? You mazik me. Count the Tvura Kvirabe. I'm asking. Again, Philip Dibre Cheskel, here it's Xeras HaKosu. We're not asking Kaz. But they didn't have a tzad that it's Xeras HaKosu. The Xeras HaKosu was only Mechadish de Aloche Pchas Neveila. That the pshat is that the payment is 150, the payment is Lefi Shas Tenezek. So what was the svora that he had to take it off? So Rav Zalman says, and the Stipler brings it down, maybe that aloche is only Ba'odam HaMazik. If I put something on you, I'm a mazik, the guy doesn't have to take it off. But if it's a behemoth that did it, you have to take it off. I say the Stipler, if you see the Stipler, Lois Aleph brings down Ba'al. So Zalman also had such a tzad. What was the tzad? Why to say such words? The pshat is when it's an adam mazik, you mazik me, I don't want to take it off. But it's a behemoth, the whole reason I'm chayav on my behemoth because I had to control it. I didn't control it, but if you could control it, don't come over to me. I'm not asking you to be a shomer, I'll just shake it off. I think Rabbi Zalman had a tzad. And mainly here we're talking about Shor the Azik Shor. We're talking about Shor the Azik Shor. So now we're talking Shor Tacha Shor. We're talking about Shor the Azik Shor. He has to sell it. So again, they went in this day. Was now, the Chiddush HaTeira is not this deal. The Chiddush HaTeira is that the payment is 450, that the payment is B'Shas Maise. Just we have a cash. Maishno Lamedalet from our Sugya. Why in Lamedalet state that you chayv counted the two kvira bay, and by us, asking by us, they did not chayv. What is the difference? So Zazal wanted to say, maybe, so now we're having a kasha. So Taisa says, because it's a pishaya. Kasha is dafchov gimel shtey, that if a person wants to leave a fire on, to your problem, you have to pay. So I'll give Zazal in this type, maybe it's a chilek of odom amazik, lebehim amazik. But odom amazik, I don't have to take it off. You the mazik. The behemoth that I'm in charge, when you, I'm responsible to my behemoth. But I'm responsible to my behemoth. If you could take it off, then it's no responsible on me. Then it's no achrayus on me. The Stipler says that he doesn't like the status. Not because he's not masking belong this. The Gemara has three droshes here. Trefe. Make behema yeshalmeno and shor tachashor. So the Gemara asks from three, not only from three psukim. But I think, stam, first of all, Yashav Divrei HaGaonim Zalman already mentioned a lot of times, it's three psukim, but the Gemara Grade only asks from shor tachashor. Someone told me yesterday, a good vote. Could be why the Gemara is only asking from shor tachashor. We already spoke about it. Those are two droshes, are not extra psukim. Make behema yeshalmeno, you have a problem? Bederech drash, yeshalmeno, yashlimeno. Ad a treifa. V'ameisi aloi, zog de gemore, pshita. What is the chiddush of ameisi aloi? So the extra posuk is only v'ameisi aloi. The other two doesn't have to be a chiddush. So the other two tak has no chiddush. You're right, it's a svore. That you pay 150. The cash is only from Shor Tachashor. If the cash is only from Shor Tachashor, so b'meile, Rabbi Zalman says, Shor Tachashor, then it's a tvi on me that I have to take it off. But the stipler says that chas v'shalom is no chiluk odom ha-mazik, and there's no chiluk shoyr ha-mazik. A person is not mechuyif. If a guy is mazik, you're not mechuyif to take it off. What is the pshat in Tosfos? What is the pshat in Tosfos? Zog the stipler, he wants to say as a chidush. He says like this. Lo yitzir, someone breaks someone's house. He has to pay. Instead of giving him money, he brings 20 nevelos. Worth the money of the house. It's okay? Then it starts to smell. The guy says, I'm sorry, now it's smelling. I paid you already. So Tesis is coming to say like this. You're right that I have to pay the 200. But it's a payment. It's a payment. So he says like this. Listen, very sharp. He says, when I put a fire, Lemon, I have to pay you for your shirt. So I made a hole in your shirt. So I'm paying you now 50% with a shirt with a hole. The rest I'll pay soon. Then I go quiet and I start to burn what I paid you. So I have to pay you again, right? I owe you $100. I give you a shirt with a hole. It's worth 50. Then I go and I burn it again. I have to pay again? Yes. So I'm in charge of the fire that is burning you the whole time. So I have to pay for the whole thing? Here, I paid already. My mice has stopped already. So b'meile, val my mice has stopped. So b'meile, you have to sell it. If you didn't sell it, I was yoytze my payment. I'm yoytze the payment. Masha'enken, b'tuekane the tour kvirebe, val I don't have to sell it, b'meile, I'm not yoytze the payment. I think this type of one still learn. It's mechudosh tesis doesn't say it. Lo shel tamin rabbi lutam she posha shel imocha. What if he doesn't know take? Say lechem he can't sell. He doesn't know take he can't sell. He doesn't want to sell. Can't say. Bikol mekoyim, I'm saying it's two drochim leinyoneinu. We have beetzem I will say three drochim and divrei tesis. One derech is the Divrei Yecheskel, that body is called a mazik, and the svorah shehoyo loy lemochoy is a chidush of gzeira sakosu. This is the Teir of Mesuzan, of the Divrei Yecheskel. And Tesis is learning it's 150, and the Raibel is learning that it's 200. The stipler and all the other achoyim, no sheikh is the gzeira sakosu, it's not a gzeira sakosu, it's a svorah. And here's the machlekes. The Mesuzan is learning that Tesis learns that it's called a part of the Maisa mazik. And it's doy metehesh. There is a chidush that is nagiat the ganz babikame, that then when a shor comes, it's nagiat. Person amosh lamazog and a person is walking and someone's dog jumps on him. Instead of moving, he stays. Let the dog bite me. I'll charge the other guy. Lefi, I'm sazamin. You have to move. I love that. Run away. You have to move. But moment I'm mazik, you can't say I'm staying. You have to move. The other mamazik, you don't have to move. And this is the whole chiddush of this thesis here. Film Zalman, this thesis is a ganze chiddush. Now the stipler, this was the havamina from the stipler. This was the havamina from the stipler. So the stipler is not a pshat thesis. The shtar is a halacha, a person doesn't have to move, it's not his fault bichlal. It's an underbot in ganze. I'm paying you behemoths. And this is the payment. And I was yoytze the payment of the behemoths when I paid you the behemoths. I was yoytze the payment. No vos. Now it's carrying on to lose, to sell it. So val, enechinami that the hezek is mamshich, but as if I would give you different nevelis, you would be yoytze and you would have to sell him. This also you have to sell. One little zach. First, I'm sorry that it's cold today. The yeshiva made of Zazach, that the air condition was not working so good in yeshiva, so they made that the air from outside will come inside, like this, to be fresh air in the mismedmish. So punk today, it lies with a losing from it. But today is Rosh Chodesh Adar. Chazal say that Hodar kiblu b'mei HaShveirosh. Klal Yisrael will mekabel the Torah again b'mei HaShveirosh. And the Kabbalah Satayra b'meach HaShveirosh was Kabbalah Satayra me'av. What is the difference Kabbalah Satayra me'av or me'iro? Meilo, sometimes it's hard. You have to get up, but it's hard. You have to stay late, but it's hard. Me'ava is because you like to do it. The yomim amesugolim to kabbalah satayro me'ava is chodesh adam. When a person manages, people think shvuas, everyone's all achana for shvuas. But then it's me'ira. And me'ira sometimes gets hard. But it's me'ava when someone shvuzes to someone that he likes. The time passes, he doesn't realize. The person reads a book that he likes, elad amasayf. Well, it's meir or it's shvah. If a person wants to have a shaykhis, the kabbalah satayro me'ava, it will not work that in Purim people start in the kabbalah satayro me'ava. The avodah has to start be'etzem from a shchodesh adam. Betak, the oilam will be mechazek. That's Leo to make maybe a show. Noch hazachem, I'm trying to push him, maybe even starker. Sign the Torah, sign the other part, both parts. And what I'm saying, if a person will take Chodesh Adar, don't Purim. When the gats in Mesirus Nefesh, he will be zeicher that when Purim comes, he could mekabel Torah me'av. I want to tell you, in the minute that you mekabel Torah me'av, it's easy to learn. It pulls. It goes. It's not avoidable b'chla. People don't do it, they come out of Purim, they think, oh, I'll be kabbal teir me'ava. Look, what are the plans? We will eat Sudas Purim, that he's busy with. But how you will be kabbal teir me'ava, he's not busy with. The person will start to take on himself, and Bezaz Hashem will start with the ganze starkheit, and Bezaz Hashem will be zeichet the kabbal teir me'ava.